Radio Style.
It's your boy Red.
We want to give a shout out to our season 4 sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC. Email them at aservantsharttoledo@gmail.com, that's two T's, or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season 4 sponsor.
Hey.
Muted.
My bad, y'all. Got a little excited right there. All right, now let's run this back. Let's try it again. What's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
And I'm your co-hostess with the mostest, CL Styles.
Hey. Hey, and you are officially tapped in and tuned into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, now we're going to put that in the bloopers. We definitely going to put that in the bloopers. Right. But thank y'all for tapping in with us. It's another Friday night here live on Mud Talk. Thank you to everybody who watches us every Friday night. And it's a big show today, man, because we got a heavy hitter in the building. And today, we have Mr. Shine Mahone. He's in the building. He is running for mayor of the city of Toledo, and he's always been a mover and shaker. And we was talking to him earlier. He said it's time to shake some tables. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they say don't shake unless you're ready to get shook. So that's all I got to say.
We definitely need it.
We need some people that ain't scared to speak their mind and shake some tables. So we're going to tap in with him and see what he's got going on. But how's everybody feeling? How's your mental? Y'all good? Everybody feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. Happy as Friday.
Most definitely. I'm definitely for Friday. I'm happy as Friday. And I'm ready for spring break, too.
When is y'all spring break?
Man, it ain't till April.
Be it before you know. It's right around the corner, man.
Man,
we already mid-March.
It is only March 7th. That's not mid-March.
We mid-March. Next week, we mid-March.
No. It's still early March to me. So, and, you know, on top of that, the clocks go forward. It's tonight.
Do they go forward tonight?
Oh, no. I take that back tomorrow.
Okay. Like
Sunday, you know, Saturday into Sunday. Yeah. So we're going to, well, we lose an hour of sleep.
An hour.
But the days get longer, though.
They do.
So it's more time to act the fool.
Yeah, a little sunshine at 8 o'clock. You know, 8 o'clock.
Okay, you know, they say the freeze come out at night. It may never be nighttime because it's going to be light until like 10 o'clock.
Facts.
So, but yeah. So, but y'all know, we can't start the show until we do what's called Big T with the
tea.
And this is where I give you all of the celebrity news and gossip. And I told y'all, I got my papers. So y'all know it's official. I'll be doing my research out here. But let's go ahead and get into it. So first things first. Y'all know Stephen A. Smith and LeBron got into it.
I did see that.
They got into it. So all of our news comes from TMZ. So Stephen A. Smith just revealed that there was a pregame squabble between him and LeBron James from previous comments that he made on ESPN about his son, Bronny James. And Stephen A. Smith said the Lakers superstar was furious over what he thought he had heard him say about his eldest son on his show First Take. And he explained that the King's language was so vulgar that he couldn't repeat it on national TV. Yeah, he gave me that business. That's what it was. So Stephen A. Smith made it clear that he wished LeBron had talked to him about the issue in a more private setting. Though he understands where LeBron was coming from as a father, the huge personalities altercation happened just minutes before the Los Angeles Lakers tip off with the New York Knicks. And while it was brief, it appeared heated. There was a video shot by a fan in the stand that shows James got in Stephen A. Smith's face and seemed to demand something from him very sternly. Long story short, we're talking about my kid. That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
So, but Stephen A. Smith did address it on his show, First Take. And so, you know, yeah, man, quit talking about people's kids.
Why do people feel like they can scrutinize you publicly, but then you're supposed to chastise them in private? Yeah. That don't work like that.
Yeah. In fact, especially when you're talking about people's kids.
Yeah.
And they are off limits. I mean, I can see kind of both perspectives. I see LeBron's perspective. You can't speak about his son like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a problem with him, then you address it with him. But you don't bring his son into it. But I also understand that LeBron has power and he was able to get his son into the league.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he paid it and did his due diligence. But I think if you're going to speak about his son, you got to do it in the context of basketball. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it there, but don't take it out of bounds.
Make it personal, yeah. And I also feel like, you know, like Shay said too, like, you talked about my kid publicly, so I'm going to address you publicly.
Yeah.
So for him to say, like, I wish he would have did it in a private setting, no, you weren't private about how you felt. So, you know, you got that business.
What your parents say, where you mess up is where you get toe up.
That part, that's a big fact. So, for sure. What you think, Sean? How you feel about it?
At the end of the day, we just got to do things different.
Yeah.
But when it's time to get the business, it's time to get the business.
It's time to get the business.
Yeah.
Right. For sure.
Right. Because you talk about mine, you're going to get the business.
Yeah. And it's going to be in public.
Right.
Live and direct.
I ain't going to slide in your DMs and talk about it. I ain't coming to you as a man. No, we're going to holler about this on the court. Because kids are off limits.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Post Malone. So rapper Post Malone, him and his fiance are no longer together. Mm-hmm. And they actually, they broke up. Like at the end of 2024, and now he got a new girlfriend already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Post Malone Heart is no longer taken by his fiance because they're officially done and he's moved on with a new lady. We're told that Post Malone and his ex separated towards the end of 2024, and he and his new boo, Christy Lee, have been seeing each other since at least the beginning of the year. They move fast, huh?
That was real fast.
It was real quick.
Makes you wonder, but hey,
you know,
that ain't my business.
Yeah, maybe.
Love is love. You know, love is love.
We listen and we don't judge. But you know, not a lot is known about Christy, but y'all know the internet be real sneaky. They be doing their research. Mm-hmm. So people found her LinkedIn account. I know, right? They found her LinkedIn account, and it shows that she actually goes to Parsons School of Design, which is a school based in New York City. Mm-hmm. And the new relationship definitely came as a shock to fans, especially since Post Malone, he was all about his ex. He was all over her. Mm-hmm. And they even had a daughter back in 2022.
How long were they together? Do you know the fiance and Post Malone?
It doesn't say, but I mean, they must have been together long enough in order to be having a baby and potentially get married. But yeah, they broke up in December and he got him a new girlfriend in January.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder why they break up. Must have already been a hidden relationship.
maybe so.
It ain't my business.
Well, it also makes
you yourself.
That's my slogan for tonight. That ain't my business.
But it also makes you wonder too, like, you broke up with your girl in December and you got this girl in January, but y'all talking already?
Is that right?
I might have to get the tea on that one. I'll let y'all know what I've come up with, but we might have to get the tea on that one. All right, and in our last piece of news, let's talk about R. Kelly. R. Kelly, he is behind bars, but he proved that his vocal cords are as free as ever. He actually did a podcast interview recently. And so he serenaded the audience by singing two snippets of his songs. As we know, he is currently serving a 30-year sentence for federal racketeering and sex trafficking convictions. He appeared on the Inmate Tea with A&P podcast and performed part of his 98 song, When a Woman's Fed Up, and of course, Step in the Name of Love. Kelly confirmed his conviction hasn't diminished his love for music. He says, singing is a beautiful disease that's uncurable, and I'm always singing. He even claimed that he has written 25 albums since he's been locked up. Yeah. So though he seems to be plenty busy behind bars in the federal prison in North Carolina, he said he's working on getting out so he can fully get back to his craft, and adding that he is using patience as a tactic. So R. Kelly's going to be dropping some new music from prison.
So, I mean, he's always been a gifted and talented songwriter.
Yeah. Can't deny that.
Absolutely. You know who also dropped some new music from prison today?
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez dropped the album from prison. You know how talented you have to be to record an album over the phone?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you in a booth?
Yeah. And that's a fact.
Man.
That's a fact.
Shout out to Tory Lanez. I mean, not shout out to Tory Lanez, but shout out to the artist Tory Lanez, but not to Tory Lanez himself.
And 25 albums. While you in jail, and I'm speaking about R. Kelly now, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
25 albums?
That's a lot.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
That is.
But he do have a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
Well, and there's that.
Yeah, he has a lot of time.
What better to do?
But a gift is a gift.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, gift is a gift, and you got to use it no matter where you at. You gotta use it. Yes. So,
and then, you know, I think it's funny, he was on a podcast called The Inmate Tea.
Yeah.
The Inmate Tea podcast. I mean, it's kind of fitting. It makes sense, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know you can do podcasts from jail.
Well, maybe we can get them next.
We should. Have them come on Big T with the T. And let us a Mud Talk exclusive so we can learn about these 25 albums that's going on. So, all right. Well, that was Big T with the T. You know, if I got some tea, I'm going to spill it here first on Mud Talk. So I hope y'all enjoyed that pipe of tea today.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and when we come back, I got my tips for tea. I haven't done tips for tea in a very long time. And today's tips for tea, since we have a politician on the show, today's tips for tea is 5 things that you should or should not do if you're running for office. Because there's a lot of stuff that you probably should not do. And I'm trying to help y'all out. So we're going to go ahead and do this commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do tips for tea. And then we're going to tap in with Mr. Sean Mahone. So make sure I keep it locked right here on Mud Talk.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business or organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now. The Hottest Podcast. The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. We want to say shout out to everybody who's been copping the merch, man. We got a lot of dope merch that is available right now that you can go and get. We got new water bottles. We got new hoodies, zip-up hoodies. We got onesies for babies.
Shorts.
We shorts, too.
I like that varsity jacket. I really do.
That varsity jacket was fire. Yeah. And if you buy a baby one of our onesies, invite me to the baby shower. Because y'all know I love baby shower meatballs. I love me some baby shower meatballs and chicken wings, okay? And you got to have them Hawaiian sweet rolls, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a must.
Yes. If you don't have the Hawaiian sweet rolls, then I ain't coming.
And you need the right punch as well.
Yes, you do.
Gotta have the right punch.
Yeah, but see, the best part is when you take the Hawaiian sweet roll and you soak it up with the gravy from the meatballs.
Yeah,
I'm ready for a baby shower right now. Somebody have a baby.
Just go ahead and have one, Tom.
No. How about no? What do you say to my wife and kids?
Nah.
That would not be.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no. So, all right, before we get into anything else, we got to thank one of our sponsors, Michelle Renee. Who are we thanking today?
Today, we are thanking ENT Transportations. Going somewhere? We got you. ENT Transportation is a low-cost transportation service that offers services to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, work, school, even airport runs. Services must be scheduled 24 hours in advance. For more information, call 419-820-0549 or 419-578-8040.
All right. Shout out to ENT Transportation for being the official sponsor of the Mud Talk Show. Let's go ahead and give them a hand clap real quick. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah, so shout out to ENT Transportation, man. They cost as low as $15. And as we said on the last show, as cheap as a Chipotle bowl, two Chipotle bowls.
Two Chipotle
bowls. That's all it costs. So yes, give up two Chipotle bowls and you can get you a ride to and from where you got to go.
And a tortilla and apple juice. ENT Transportation.
Okay. Put down the apple juices and tortillas. Yeah. Go see you in the Kia. Because yep. ENT Transportation will pick you up. All right. All right, man. So before we get into anything else, we told y'all that we have Mr. Sean Mahone in the building. He is running for mayor for the city of Toledo. And, you know, anybody else who is inspired to run for office, because it seems to be the thing. You know, everybody wants to be a mover and a shaker, and I love that. But you got to have the right advice and the right tips. So Big T is here to save you, all right? And so today I'm giving you 5 tips on what you should or should not do if you plan on running for office. Y'all ready?
Yep.
Tip number 1. No baby mama, no baby daddy drama, okay? You cannot be running for political office and your baby mama is pulling up to the office talking about Byron, okay? No.
Busting out your window.
Okay, busting out the windows of your car, okay? She making bad Facebook statuses about you. So if you got some baby mama and baby daddy drama, you probably should not run for office quite yet.
Or just clean that up.
Yeah.
Just clean it up before you get it off.
Clean up.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, just clean it up, okay? So get that together. Tip number 2, make sure your taxes are paid up. Okay, you can't be taking my taxes. You don't need to pay your own taxes.
Unless you're Donald Trump.
Well, there's that. but make sure if you're running for office, man, make sure your taxes are paid up because ain't nothing worse than you running for office and you don't need to pay your own taxes.
I had an orange card right now.
Man, listen, I'm just saying. So make sure you pay your taxes, man.
Yeah.
Tip number 3, pay your child support. And make sure you're not in the rears. You can't be running for mayor of Toledo or the president and you got back pay that you need to be paying off. So, and the worst thing you can do is be in the lockup book for child support. So,
that's or your license is free. You can't even travel.
You can't even do nothing. So, yeah, so make sure you pay your child support. All right. Tip number 4, scrub your social media. If you are running for office and you had OnlyFans, okay, you need to make sure that you get that cleaned up because you can't be running for office and your social media is horrible. That's why I would never run for office. My social media is horrible. Like,
I just created a whole new one. Just delete it.
Yeah, just delete it.
You know, screenshots aren't real. No.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I was like, if I ever run for office, I wouldn't do it because it would take too much work to go through all the old videos and pictures from college to now and taking them down. So, yeah, just don't vote for me. I won't even run. So, but if you plan on running for office, scrub your social media. And tip number 5, don't be bribing people for votes unless it's in alcohol. Everybody loves alcohol. And guess what? The more drinks you buy, the more votes you get.
Is that true?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying. You buy
Sean, don't do that.
Don't try this at home.
Sean, don't do that.
That's all I got to say. Don't bribe people for votes. But guess what? You can persuade them if you buy them a drink.
Sean.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll put you after this.
Sean said, my name is Sean. I do not approve this message. So, well, that was my tips for T, and that was 5 things of what you should or should not do if you plan on running for office.
Facts.
So just don't do those things, man. All right. Big T is here. That's why I'm here to help you.
There you go.
All right. So as we said before, we have Mr. Sean Mahone in the building. He is running for the mayor of the city of Toledo, man. How are you feeling today?
I'm a little tired, but excited as well.
Yeah, we appreciate you for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks.
You might have to be like on a little tour right now on the campaign trail and stuff, right?
Well, not quite yet. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
when does that get started?
So we just turned our petitions in today.
Okay.
For them to get certified. So I'm excited that, you know, the people that actually signed the petition, we had close to 1,000 signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was exciting to know that, you know, most people wanted me to be on the ballot.
That's good. That's dope to have that support.
Yeah, and support, absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. So let's go from the beginning. Let's tell the people all about Sean Mahone. Who is Sean Mahone?
Sean Mahone is an individual that grew up here in the city of Toledo. Grew up in the 700 block of Oakwood. My mom had me when she was 14 years old. So I come through the ranks of in the early 70s. I had an opportunity to see what pimp and prostitution looked like in my neighborhood. And then becoming a teenager, when crack cocaine was dropped in my neighborhood, and I seen people lose their mind over this drug. At that point in time, I had a choice and a decision either to use it or to sell it. But the game of basketball changed my life. So I was afforded the opportunity to go to the Boys and Girls. Well, it wasn't Girls Club back then. It was just Boys Club.
Okay.
But I had the opportunity to go to the Boys Club daily and play basketball. I played ball at Smith Park and a few other parks. But those were the things that kept me away from the streets. I valued my education. So I went to Martin Luther King, went to Robinson Junior High. And then I went to Rogers High School, still living on Oakwood.
Okay.
When I graduated from Rogers High School, I was senior class president. And then I went on to college, went to Owens Community College and received my degree in criminal justice. So I started my career off as a police officer.
Okay.
And then I had an opportunity to work corporate security where I traveled all over the country. And I ended up in Louisville, Kentucky, and took a job working for the Kentucky Department of Corrections. I was actually a drill instructor at their boot camp.
Okay.
For first-time offenders between the age of 18 to 35. And then I stepped out on faith and ended up getting to corporate America sales. Became very, very successful. Life was great, but God gave me a vision to pack my things up, come back to Toledo, and start a program helping children. So in the basement of a church in 2006, I birthed young men. At that time, it was Young Men for Change. Parents said, well, what about the females? They need help, too. So I went back to the drawing board and formulated Young Men and Women for Change. So we've been in operation now for 19 years.
Oh, wow.
Out here fighting a good fight for our babies.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know, so this move into the mayoral race. Is first of all, I will say to on platforms that I'm on is that I'm not a politician. I am a concerned citizen in the city of Toledo, and I want to see some positive change in the city of Toledo.
Absolutely.
I remember, and I'll just share this with you. I remember when I was in the fifth grade and playing basketball, and they called me the right hand bandit because I couldn't. I had no left hand. So they called me the one-handed bandit, and I got so tired of them calling me the one-handed bandit that I pushed myself to be able to shoot from my right hand and my left hand and dribble with both hands.
Okay.
And so I say this sometimes when you're sitting on the bench and you really want to play the game, but they don't value the player that you are. And that's how I've been feeling for the past 19 years. The value that I brought to our city to have a program, our behavior modification boot camp program to the city of Toledo, where it has not been valued and has not been appreciative. So why not step out on faith and do the things that you're really supposed to do so you can really walk into your greater and excel in your destiny?
Absolutely.
And that's where I'm at right now.
That's what's up, man. He just came and dropped some gems on us in that first 2 minutes right there.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I love that.
Change now, requires action. I like that.
Absolutely. And nothing changes, nothing changes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, when you started the behavior modification program, you know, some people kind of feel like oh, I really want to send my kid to a boot camp. You know what I'm saying? They kind of have like the negative connotation around it. How were you able to turn that negative into a positive, or how people were feeling about sending their kid to a boot camp or behavior modification?
So program? This is how it really works. 98% of our clientele is white. So when white parents are sending their kids to a program and getting the results that they want, I find it hard that black parents will look for an excuse not to send their child, because we have so many mothers that are coddling their child and they want to feel sorry for their child. But it's our babies that's going to the prison yard and graveyard.
Right.
And so I get around the whole thing with them, because I say all the time, I would rather show your child tough love out of love before the street show them tough love with no love.
Absolutely.
I think the problem has been that I came back to the city and didn't ask no one permission to do what it is that I've been called to do. And sometimes I say to people that we get so spiritually constipated that we don't really move in the direction that God wants us to move, because we want to stay stuck in a certain place. Mm-hmm. But I say to people that there's greatness in all of us, and we all have been called to do something. And at some point in time, you have to understand how to tap into your purpose, because mm-hmm. your purpose is connected to a promise, and your promise is connected to a destiny, your destiny. So people miss that because they're not willing to move. And when you're doing things that people are not used to doing, mm-hmm. because, again, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah.
Here it is 19 years later, and someone is trying to figure out, how is Mr. Sean still running this program with limited or no funding? Mm-hmm. And he's being successful with the numbers that he's turning in. You just got to stay the course and understand that many are called, but few are chosen.
Absolutely. And one, it's so funny that you said that, because one of the terms that I love, that, you know, remember Jeff Johnson, a cousin Jeff, he says, sometimes you have to be imaginatively disruptive. Like, sometimes you have to, people are always afraid of things that seems, you know, are disruptive, but sometimes you got to shake the table. And sometimes you have to do what people are, you know, feeling negative about. And so I love the fact that, despite, you know, how people may feel about it, you knew for a fact, like, that our kids, they needed some help. You know, every program is not for every kid, you know.
Right.
For some kids, they may need to go to a College Brown program, and for some of them, they may need to go to a behavior modification program.
Right, absolutely.
So I think that's dope. That's what's up.
And the great thing about it all is that when you see the program in action, you know, people go, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I said, they probably thought that, you know, we was just screaming and yelling in kids' face and pushing them down and being hard, because they look at boot camp being a negative.
Yeah.
But I have said to the courts one time, I said, how is it that the people that are fighting for our country went through a boot camp program? Mm. When police officers are going through the academy, they are being treated like they're in a boot camp program.
Yeah.
Firefighters boot camp program. But when an African-American male has a program that can really be the light in our community and for our city, you guys want to crap on that. And that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair, because of the simple fact, I know for a fact, and many others know, that this is a much needed program in our city. When people are coming from across the country to Toledo to get the help they need of one night of help, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
But you have people that think you're going to outshine them. You have people that think you're going to do better than them. But I always say, if I make it, we all make it.
Absolutely.
If I eat, we all eat. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, people don't understand that concept.
Yeah. Big facts. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
You said something that you jumped out on faith, right?
Right.
So right now I'm reading Matthew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus went to Peter, they were fishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, stop fishing for the fish, come and fish for the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instantly they moved. Right. Then he goes over to Simon. That's the same thing. Right. They instantly move.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you were in corporate America. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You had to make that faith jump. Right. To
Correct.
Be able to do your boot camp. And now we're 19 years strong.
Right.
For individuals that are feeling that it's, we need to move, but I'm comfortable over here. Can you speak to them about what that feeling was like for you and what ultimately made you say, hey, you know what? I might be comfortable over here, but I'm moving.
So for me, I was making six figures a year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a beautiful home in Louisville. I had all the toys I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very popular in the circles that I'm in, and life was great. And when God gave me a vision to pack my things up and come back to Toledo, I instantly said, no, I'm not going back to the land of dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak to the people that's in the valley and expect for them to get up. I'm not going back to Toledo. What God will do, and this is going to bless somebody right here, what God will do is he will disrupt.
Yes.
He will disrupt your happiness so you can get to a place where he needs you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to make that move, because that's what happened to me. I lost everything because I was being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to humble myself and come back to a place, because, you know, we can talk about how, you know, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and God was really showing Jesus what he was getting ready to go through. And the Bible says that Jesus cried so hard and he sweated so hard, it turned to driplets of blood. Right. And that's how I felt when God set me in the Garden of Gethsemane and showed me what was going to happen when I came back to Toledo. And I was like, no, God, I cannot go back to a place where I believe that people are not going to be receptive. They're not going to understand me. But you know, God said, you know, who do you trust, man or me? And so I said, I'll follow your lead, God. And like I said, it's been 19 years that I've been strong doing this program. And that's nothing but a blessing.
Yep.
That's nothing but the blessing for people to understand that this has nothing to do with Sean. It has everything to do with him. Me stepping out on faith to run for mayor has nothing to do with Sean. It's about the people. Mm-hmm. You know, when do we get to a place in our life where we start really caring about people and take our agenda and our selfness out of it and be able to move forward?
And you know what? What you just said was something that's very important, right? You removed yourself. So you took the selfishness out and became selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we have to have in politicians, right? In this politically correct area that we live in, right? Being able to take that out and understanding that it's for the people. Because if you think about it, if you break everything down, that is the way that we are supposed to behave. That is the way that we're supposed to behave. That's the way that God behaves, right?
Right.
He's selfless. Like he's for the people. He loves. He does all of these different things.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing that you're coming in with that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And some politicians have that. Some politicians do not. But I will say this, and this is my first time speaking to you, but keep up that walk.
The walk is serious. Walk is serious.
For
like,
real.
You know, I had prayed and fasted before I even decided to throw my hat in the ring for mayor. If I'm a one that keeps saying nothing changes, if nothing changes, then why am I not trying to be the change that needs to change?
And sometimes you got to get out your own way.
Yeah.
You have to get out of your own way. You have to. I care for people and I want to see people win. I want to see people successful. I want to see people grow. And it just comes to the time where you got to make it about people and not about yourself. And unfortunately, we have those who are in position that forget where they come from.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing that I do that viewers probably didn't know, but I go back to the block that I grew up in at least four times a month as a reminder of where I came from and never forgetting the hard times where I came from.
Yeah.
And being able to hold on to that to be able to move in the direction that I need to go.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
So clearly your upbringing is what inspired you to start working with the youth. And you said you've been at this for 19 years. So my question to you would be, what's one kid piece of advice you would give to a parent that they could use to better connect with their child?
So the one thing that I will say to a parent is you have to be firm, fair, and consistent. Mm-hmm. You have to be firm, fair, and consistent. Your no means no.
Right.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay to show your child some tough love. You can't take the phone from your child and hear them complain and then turn around and give them their phone back when you're holding them accountable.
Yep.
And that's what's important. It's okay to hold your child accountable, and it's okay to hold yourself accountable as a parent because parents are not doing the right thing as well. So parents must be held accountable. And so that's what I would tell a parent and a child, that especially for our young black boys, right? Because that's my heart desire, is that I need you to really focus on your education. And I need you to understand that between goals and achievement is discipline and consistency. Goals and achievement is discipline and consistency. So I'm telling you, so I'll use my son as an example. I raised my son from the time he was 3 until he was 18. He's 21 now. He's a junior at Bowling Green State University. So people say, oh, my God, your son is, you know, so well-mannered. He's well-spoken. People on his job love him. You did an amazing job. No, what I did was I was a father, and I stayed firm, fair, and consistent with him. And I've always told my son, if you fall below the level of expectation, I am going to serve you that consequence. Because if I don't serve you this consequence, there's a system that's going to serve it, and you're not going to like how that feels.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so what do you see right now as Toledo's biggest challenge, and how do you plan on addressing it?
Our biggest challenge is there has to be an accountability between the black community and the police department. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to put in place, and I gave a proposal to the city of Toledo, and the program was called Operation Accountability. We got to start holding people accountable from the top down, right? We got to start with cleaning house downtown. We got to be able to get the right people in position. We got to let parents in the community know that if you make a mistake out here, we're going to hold you accountable.
Facts.
And so when we're not addressing the accountability aspect and we're just continually doing the same thing, it's time for someone to come in and ruffle the feathers of that and be able to translate and move transitionally in the direction that we need to go.
Absolutely. That's what's up. So we also had, you know, we have a big, you know, issue with youth violence. You know, we recently just had someone not too long ago, another situation with youth. How do you plan on addressing youth violence as well?
So let me just share a story with you guys. So for 19 years, I've gone before the juvenile court. And I said to the juvenile court, hey, I'm not here for any money. I'm not even here for you to sanction me. What I am saying is allow me to help you with some of those children that you know you can't do anything with. For 19 years, they've denied me the opportunity of that. This is how I look at violence. When we have a juvenile system that is slapping our kids on the wrist, when a child gets arrested, a parent between 30 minutes to an hour later, a parent has to go downtown and pick their child up. Parents are screaming and crying out for help, right? So what we got to do is we got to put some type of accountability program in place to help our youth understand that if you continue this mayhem that you're doing, you're going to end up in a place you're not prepared for. I'm disappointed that the courts won't even use this as a educational process to be able to say, you went through Mr. Sean's program. Tell us how you felt. Mom, you went through the parent accountability program. How does it make you feel? At least give our youth something instead of slapping them on the wrist and sending them back out the door.
It sends the wrong message.
It's sending the wrong message. So we got to be able to create a program to keep our kids from the juvenile court.
Absolutely. Now, when you make it into office, I'm speaking into existence for you. When you make it into office, do you plan on still running your Chance for Change program?
So I will be passing that on.
Okay.
I will be, because I could no longer do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty heavy task to be doing both.
Right. So, right. Absolutely. Yeah. So that'd be a conflict of interest.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a conflict of interest. But my goal has always been to grow this organization to be able to pass the torch. Mm-hmm. What we find is people that are in leadership, they want to remain in leadership and they never pass back the torch. Mm-hmm. So they die on and then their dream and vision fizzles away.
Absolutely.
And I've seen that for the past 19 years. I'm trying to put us in a position so we can start passing the torch, because my biggest heart and desire is making sure that we have strong youth programming and opportunities for our youth to learn skills, to learn trades, to learn anything that's available that's going to help them succeed. That's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. We need that.
So let me ask you this. I call you mayoral candidate Sean, right?
Yeah.
You're going to speak it into existence.
Right.
And it seems just from the conversation and the dialogue that we're having that you're very, you're straight shooter, right?
Right.
So in this politically correct environment that we stay in, how does transparency fit in your platform?
You have to be transparent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be real. Be honest. You know, don't, excuse my French, don't piss on people and tell them it's raining.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that. I had a situation with the chief of police, which is now the new safety director, but Chief Kroll. And I was just simply trying to get brochures in his officer's hands because when I was pulling up at houses, assisting with children, police officers was like, oh my God, what type of program is this? This is awesome, right? I tell them what it is. They were like, how come we don't know anything about it? I said, because your chief of police don't want you to know about it, right? So what we got to do is be transparent and have those type of conversations. Why are you doing this to the community? Why are this is unfair to the community? And so people know that I'm a mover and a shaker, and I'm going to speak my mind.
That's
and I'm not going to be disrespectful in speaking my mind, but I want to be able to address transparently the BS that's been going on as well.
Yeah.
And I think that that's critical and key. My other question is kind of a follow-up for this, right? Because I know that you've been dealing with the juveniles and, you know, you have your program. What type of programs do you think would be beneficial for these juveniles, right? What type of programs do you think would be beneficial for them to be able to not only teach them, but move them to the next level? And I'll give you a backdrop and maybe it'll make a little bit more sense.
Okay.
So just for context, I think that a lot of times with our juveniles, right, we know that they can either go this way or this way, right? Left or right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like game three. You don't know what could happen,
right?
But if you provide that structure and you provide them with something, right? A craft, something that they can take and they, like you had with basketball, mm-hmm. right? You took basketball, you didn't get into the crack scene. You didn't get into all of these different things because you had something that you could fall back on, right?
Right.
A lot of times these youth, they don't have things that they can fall back on. So could you give our viewers just a few programs that you think, you know, would be beneficial for these individuals to make sure that they stay on the right path? And if they are on that last leg, they have something that they can hold in their hands to be able to move to that next.
So what we need, that's a good question too. Thanks for asking that question. What we need is a strong behavior mod and strong behavior health that works hand in hand. What I found is working on the behavior mod side, what I found on the behavior mod side is people being able to do case management, therapy, psychotherapy, CBT. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that becomes a challenge because the behavior has not been modified.
Yes.
But if we began to do a wraparound services, that's why I have another organization called Change Academy. And Change Academy was basically to put a focus on behavior modification, mental health, mm-hmm. Drug and alcohol treatment, education, a parent accountability program, community involvement and awareness. So now we have some wraparound services. And yes. what we find is so many people are competing. And I'm thinking, like, why are we competing when we can all do a work together?
Yep.
Now we bring in, now we connect with businesses where these youth can actually go and learn something. Every child is not going to get accepted in the magnet schools and TPS. Mm-hmm. So why don't we have something else in place that's going to teach them construction,
yes.
teach them electrical, help them get their CDLs? Like, everybody's not going to make that. So how come we don't develop a program to steer our young men and women where they can go to cosmetology or learn how to do nails? It's got to be something consistent going on.
Yes.
Yeah. And that seems to kind of like be the thing here in our city, is that there are so many programs that are doing the same exact thing and they don't work together. So I've seen so many where there's programs who are doing, there's like 30,000, let's just say, a bunch of college bound programs, but they don't work together, but they literally will service the same kids. And it's like, why are we not working together to help, you know, just be a wraparound service or just, you know, try to network with different kids and help each other out? But I do see that a lot, that a lot of programs do compete against each other. And I'm not understanding why we do that. But then sometimes I get it. Sometimes I don't, well, not me personally, but sometimes I understand that some people just want the spotlight. Yeah. Some people want the spotlight. They want to be all up. What they say about, Chuck Knight said, you want to be all in the videos, you want to be all in the pictures, you know what I'm saying? But when you really can make a bigger impact when you all work together, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you have programs out there, work together, man, and connect with other programs that are doing the same exact thing as you. And then you, because it's not about the spotlight in the day. At the end of the day, it's about these kids and these babies. And sometimes our kids fall through the cracks because people are so busy worried about stroking the ego.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So
correct.
They want the clout without putting in the real footwork.
Hello. That's all I gotta say.
I say they so busy chasing the bag they missed the blessing.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one.
Yes.
I'm gonna use that.
Yeah, write that one down.
Yes. All right. So my question for you is, so finding affordable housing in Toledo right now is tough right now. And so what strategy do you have to address affordable housing right now?
So to address that is developing a team, right? Because this is not about Sean. It's about putting people that are great at what they do in position to address that, to come up with a strategic plan. Let me take a look at that strategic plan and see what we can do to address the affordable housing.
Yeah.
And that's even if, you know, it takes a trip to go to Washington and speak to HUD and find out some of the things they're doing in other cities.
Yeah.
That's been very successful.
Yeah.
And being able to find out how they really do it will be great.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna just say this right now. Stop tearing down these buildings and making car washes. Turn them into housing for people. Because every time I turn around, there's a car wash being built in the corner. Just stop it. Just let's go ahead and, you know, create those strategies where we can, you know, have affordable housing, because it's tough times right now. Like, people are struggling to find housing, but we can damn sure find a car wash right now. And I don't even need a car wash, but then sometimes I'm like, you know, there's another car wash. Might as well get your car wash. So, but yeah, we definitely need to make something happen, because there are a lot of people are struggling right now. And I actually just heard somebody recently was like, man, like, I got to move, but like, I don't know where to move to right now because, you know, housing is crazy right now.
Trust me, I've been looking for like 6 months.
Crazy times we're living in, man.
Yeah.
What you got for him, Shay?
So what does the future look like as a mayor of Toledo for you?
The future looks like, again, making sure this is a city of accountability, being able to build healthy relationships with businesses, being able, what I call, when I used to be in corporate sales, beating the pavement, beating the pavement, going to other cities, rubbing elbows, talking to folks, finding out what they're doing. What can we do to earn your business in Toledo? What can we do to promote this program in Toledo? One of the things that I would do is to definitely get a new chief of police, and I would bring someone in from out of town that has no clue about Toledo, has no bias, but there'd be an expectation of them cleaning up this city. I would want our officers that are in our communities to be out in the community on foot, and I need you to be talking to people in the neighborhood. I need you to build a relationship with those people instead of looking at us as if we're crooks and criminals. Find out who we are. And maybe you might learn something that you didn't learn when you was going to Sylvania Southview or St. Francis or St. John's or somewhere like that. You know, find out who we are as individuals in our own community.
Big facts. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, being a part of the community is so important when you are working, you know, in law enforcement, because, you know, let's just be honest, you know, our people, we don't trust the police, and our kids are afraid of police, you know. So it's so important that our police officers, those people, get out and actually interact with the community, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just, like you said, just looking at them as if we are criminals or just whatever the case may be. And so it's very important for, you know, police officers to get involved in the community and stop, in order for our community to not have that fear of the police, or, you know, for us to not trust them. So that's very important.
But nothing changes if nothing changes, right?
Correct.
I feel like that's your platform.
That is my platform.
All right. Great platform. My thing is this, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, right? Because you have a lot of things that you want to do. But if you had to pick the one biggest thing that you want to change, and you would want everybody out there in the city of Toledo to know, what's one thing, that the biggest thing that you would like to change, what would it be?
Giving more support to the small business owners, being able to give support to the small business owners, because they are the heartbeat of our community. And I think that our small business owners get overlooked and undermined, and they struggle as well. So why not are we working together to support small businesses so they can be able to grow? I'll give you an example. So I'm running Dose of Reality program, and parents are coming from out of town to Toledo to get the help they need. That program by itself, what it's doing is creating tax dollars, because when people come from out of town, they got to stay in hotels. Now, if we had the funding, now we can hire and put people to work to be successful. That allows another business to be able to hire and be able to continue to grow their small business. And I think if we hop on that and continue to grow, then the better the city is going to be.
So my question to you is, since everybody wants to know, why should they vote for Sean Mahone when it comes time to vote?
I believe that people should vote for me because I care about change. And I'm going, and my word is, nothing changes if nothing changes. But they should vote for me because I care about them. I care about them, and I want to see our people win. And it's about the citizens. It's not about the city. It's about the citizens. And when we make choices and decisions for the city of Toledo, I believe that the citizens should be a part of that process.
That's what's up. All right. Well, we're not done with you yet, because we got a little game that we'd like to play on the show. It's called This or That. And Shay Renee is going to give you two options, two choices. You got to either get with this, or you got to get with that. So hopefully she kept it light on you today.
I didn't do too bad. All right. Here we go. Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Dress up or down?
Dress up.
Early morning or late night?
Early morning.
Man, how early are we talking?
Six.
Like six, like up, out the bed, moving around at six. So that's really 5:30.
Right. Okay. So my granddaughter, just real quick, my granddaughter goes to Notre Dame. And so she's a sophomore there, so I have to get up to get her to school every day. I gotta lead by example when it comes to her.
So what's usually your morning routine, like as far as before you leave the house?
I work out.
Okay.
I work out. I pray, I meditate, and then I'm out the door.
I like that. I said I got to start doing that more, make more time for myself.
Right. And speaking positive affirmations over my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Texas or Florida?
Texas.
Come on.
Okay.
I love Dallas.
Mayoral candidate, Sean. Come on, ask him that one more time, Shay.
It's not about Florida.
Oh,
CL Styles.
It's okay. It's all right.
I love Dallas. Oh,
yeah. That's where my sister lives.
CL Styles think Florida is the only state that matters in the South.
It's not the only state that matters, but it is the best state.
Well, can just say he said big three.
There you go.
That's part of big three.
All right. Speaking of big, a big wedding or a small wedding?
Small wedding.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Why would you choose a small wedding over a big?
Because you spend all that money for a big old wedding. Who are you trying to impress?
Mm-hmm.
When we do a small intimate wedding, have a nice reception, we got some money saved up, we can go ahead and have a lovely honeymoon and whatnot.
I feel like the reception is the only part that matters.
I want the reception to be off the chain.
Yeah.
Like, I want everybody coming. We kicking and we, you know, we jamming.
We want it to be a hustle in your dress, shoes, and heels and stuff. It's a good time.
All right. Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay, see. All right. Last one. Owe money or owe a favor?
Owe a favor.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know because people can get a little crazy with the favors.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I can't put your daughter's car in my name.
It depends on what the favor is, right? Like,
I'm not co-signing for your apartment.
Right.
I put a light bill in
there. I'll let you borrow $20. I can lose $20, but owe you a favor? Oh, yeah.
You think you're about to mess up my credit?
Yeah.
No.
Like I said, it depends on what the favor is.
Yeah.
Because I look at small favors. That's how I look at it. Because
yeah.
I'll say to somebody, I need a favor. It'd be like, what you need? I'd be like, can I use your office for a minute? And they'd be like, yeah, you can use it. You know, I just like, I'm in the neighborhood. I got to do an email real quick. Those little type of favors.
Yeah, too. Okay.
But I'm like, y'all, I ain't co-signing. I don't even know if I'm going to give you $20. I don't even know.
A wise man once told me, don't never let nobody borrow anything you can't afford to lose. So
ooh,
that is my limit.
Hello. Can we get a hand clap on there real quick?
You can borrow $20, but you won't get much more.
That's a word right there. Big facts.
So thank you. That was our game of this or that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That was easy.
That was.
I could give you one more.
That was a breeze.
That was a breeze. Normally, Shay be putting people in the hot seat.
She does.
Look, favor ain't fair then. I'm good.
I see.
She done calmed down in that season. Calm down.
I'm about to say, because normally be asking questions. I'm like, let me put the disclaimer up real quick.
It is after 9 o'clock.
Well, there is that. So my question to you, I'm sure that you know other people who are running for the same position as you.
That is correct.
What makes you different from those who are running?
What makes me different is that I'm a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a world changer, not just locally, but globally. That's what makes me different because I actually have a plaque of my soles of my shoes. When I started this program, I walked holes in the bottom of my shoe. And the plaque says shoes $79.99, but to walk the walk is priceless.
Wow.
So that's what makes me different from any other candidate is that I've walked the walk.
To
get to my destiny.
Absolutely.
And you can talk the talk.
And I can talk the talk. That's right. Absolutely.
I can back it up.
Absolutely.
That's what's up, man. Wow. Well, thank you, Sean, for stopping by, man. We appreciate you for coming through Mud Talk. You've officially been what we call Mud Talk certified.
Okay.
So you done came through and got certified. And make sure, you know, no matter who you vote for, make sure you got them vote. It's the most important thing that you can do. I know we are in a time right now where people are like, my vote doesn't matter. Well, clearly it does because you see everything that's going on right now. So, real quick,
one thing I want to say before I leave is that I want this to be the largest Black turnout of voters in the history of the city of Toledo.
Yes.
Because it has been said by another candidate, I don't need the Black vote to win.
Wow.
And I think if we show up in numbers and show out, we can make some history right here in the city of Toledo.
Absolutely. And people need to know that a lot of the laws that happened or you know, that gets passed through happens on the local level.
Correct.
And so, you know, when you're not getting out and you're not voting for mayor, you're not voting for city council, you're not voting for different issues on the ballot because you think local, you know, things don't matter. That's where the real change happens. And so people need to get out, vote local. Don't just vote when we have a president every 4 years. Get out here and vote, you know, for the mayor and city council and all those things too. So no matter who you vote for, make sure you vote.
Yes. And I'm going to be the first to say it. When you get your campaign merch, I need a sign for my yard. I've never put one in my yard.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I believe that I'm going to get a large turnout of support. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. What was that feeling like for you to turn in your petitions today?
Just a humble moment.
Yeah.
You know, because again, I just said, God, I thank you. Mm. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for giving me, allowing me to step out on faith, because faith is seeing the invisible, believing the impossible, and receiving the incredible. Mm. So that's how I felt.
That's what's up, man. I'm sure if it was me, I would have been nervous as hell. Well, they probably would have asked me first, like, which Tyrone Cleveland are you? But, you know, there's that. But I definitely would have been nervous as hell. I would have been like, you know what? Just share my shit on Instagram and vote for me. That would have been my marketing campaign. It would have been done.
Y'all see me when I see you.
Y'all see you when I see you. So do you have a campaign slogan yet?
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Okay. Be the change you want to see.
Yeah, be the change you want to see.
I know that's right. That's a hashtag. We're going to put that on the shirt.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sha Mahone, for stopping by. We're going to go ahead and get into one commercial break. And we got to do some shout outs. Actually, we got shout outs. You want to do some shout outs?
Sure.
You can stay with us and do some shout outs. We're going to do some shout outs. And then, you know, we're going to wrap this thing on up. So make sure y'all keep it locked right here on Mud Talk.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, The Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business or organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
All right, what's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk again. We want to say thank you to everybody who taps in with us, whether you are watching on YouTube or on Facebook, or whether you listen to us on Sirius XM Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, wherever you stream us. We truly appreciate you. And, you know, you're always keeping us on the Apple charts because, you know, we the hottest podcast on your airwaves, man. That's all I got to say. You know, but you know, like Kendra said, sometimes you got to pop out and show a ninja real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm trying to do better, y'all. I know it's after 9, but I'm trying to do good. I've only cussed one time on the show today, and that is actually like a
do blessing. A hand clap for that.
You said what?
Do a hand clap.
Oh, do a hand clap.
She was ready to go like this. She was ready.
Shayda learned her first button. All right, man. So we always like on the first show of the month, we always like to do what's called shout outs. And shout outs is just where we shout out people who are doing good things, you know, whether in the community, in your life, or you just want to shout somebody out. So, of course, we're going to start with our guests. You got any people you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to those who are making a difference in our city through education, through programs for those grassroots organizations that's really trying to get off the ground and going, I want to shout them out.
That's what's up. So let's get in there, but... Shout out to the Impact Program, Toledo. Just saying, just want a little shameless plug. So, Shay Renee, you got any shout outs?
Shout out to my Mud Talk crew. You know, it's always great being with y'all. Just shout out to anybody who deals with the youth and try to make a difference. Again, shout out to Coach Shay. No, shout out to AJ Johnson's Dodgeball League. I really hope more parents participate next year, because without us supporting our children, they fail, and we got to realize that. So,
yeah.
And shout out to Miss Amy. We miss you.
Stop. Yeah, shout out to Miss Amy. Yeah, she is out of town right now. She's been a parent. I think it's for her daughter's volleyball
tournament. It is. Yeah, yep, like, my tournament.
Yeah, so shout out to Miss Amy. We miss you, and we can't wait to see you on the next show. So, CL Styles, what you got?
I got a shout out. I want to shout out my brother, my sister, and some friends for making that top 100 in Toledo list. Mm-hmm. I think that was really dope. And I would just say I have this one thing that is pressing, and I have to say it. Consistency is key.
Yes.
Like, consistency is key. Consistency in everything that you do is key. Consistently love your kids. Consistently love your lady. Consistently love your man. Mm-hmm. Consistently give more than you receive. Consistently be generous, because at the end of the day, that is what it is all about. Being consistent, being generous, being selfless, being righteous.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Go ahead and give you a hand clap. Okay.
So I'm interviewing Craig for my next Shay with the Shay.
Come on. Come on.
So that's what's up.
Okay, real quick, I did forget one shout out. Shout out to my niece Kylie. Happy birthday, baby. And shout out to my cousin-in-law Nicole. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. And you was on that list too, right?
I was on the top 100.
You was on the top 100. Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. How did that feel?
You know, when you, I tell people, like, I'm just grateful and thankful, mm-hmm. especially when you've been beat down for so long and then you get recognized for something, you just kind of be like, just modest. You'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'll stick my chest out and be, no, I just humble and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know? No, that's absolutely a blessing too.
For real.
Man, I want to shout out, first of all, I want to shout out my son, Marquise. So he got his official notice that he will be graduating college May 9th.
What?
Yes. Woo! He will be graduating with his degree in social work. So shout out to him.
Wow.
I'm done paying for college. I told him, I said, who told you to go to college? He's like, you. I said, man, that was the one time you never should listen to me.
He's going
to
go and get his master's next, so you ain't done yet.
No. So here's the thing. My son absolutely hates school.
Okay.
He has hated school since he was a kid. But the thing is, though, he will do good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And because he likes to do good at stuff, but then he also knows he has two crazy parents, too. So he has always done well in school. So he hates it. He'll be involved with school. Like, he'll do the sports. He will do his homework. He'll participate in class. But that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't ask him to do no extra shit. Like, when school's over at 3, he's done at 3. Like, he's like, all right, cool. But, yeah, as far as he has made his decision, he was just like, Dad, this is enough. Like,
yeah.
And for him, he's like, I've been in school my whole life. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I'm done. So, yep. But he graduates May 9th, so we got to start doing graduation pictures and things like that.
Wow, watch them grow up.
Yeah,
wow.
No. Yeah. So he has decided what he wants to do. He wants to work for the Red Cross in disaster areas. Beautiful. So like when they have like hurricanes and things like that, he wants to help people find housing and stuff like that. Nice. So yeah, man, May 9th is a big day. So shout out to my son. Having a 22-year-old kid is insane.
Wow.
It's insane. So there's that. Shout out to him. And I just want to shout out everybody that's been taking care of their mental health. Healing is a process, but you also have to participate in your healing.
Mm.
And so everybody, you know, I know there's so much going on in the world right now, but we have to take care of our mental health. And so shout out to everybody who's taking the steps to do that, whether you're praying, whether you're meditating, whether you're going to therapy, you're journaling, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, shout out to those that are taking care of their mental health, because therapy is okay. I love a good therapy session, man. I tell my therapist Cecil all the time, this is the best hour ever. So get ready. Like, if it's been a long day, I would send him a text and be like, get ready, because you about to get all of this today. Get ready. But no, shout out to people that's taking care of their mental health. Of course, shout out to Rise and Shine Academy. You know what I'm saying? Gotta shout them out as always. And shout out my Mud Talk family, man. We've been holding it down. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary not too long ago. Thank you. So we've been working hard. We've been doing this thing for a very long time, and we still got 40 more years to go.
There you go.
That's what I'm putting into the universe. In a minute, it's going to be a Mud Talk in the morning. Drink your mud while you listen to the mud, okay? That's going to be our slogan. Mud is
crazy. Now you think you in Texas. You think you in Dallas.
I'm just saying, man. But that's, just shout out to us, man. We've been hustling, grinding. Shout out to Sean for coming through on the show.
For sure. Thank you. Great.
Shout out to the amazing work you've been doing for the past 19 years. I've known Sean for 13 years now. Since I started Impact. Yeah. And when I very first started Impact, he was one of the very first guest speakers we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew nothing about him. We were just friends on Facebook. And I was like, yo, I need you to come talk to these kids. Like, they ain't bad from what I know, but just talk to them before they happen. It's like sometimes you got to whoop your kids just so you remind them not to do nothing. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like. I was like, I need you to come in and just like toss them before they do some shit. But no, shout out to you, man. Shout out to my sister, Tierra Armstrong, with the Hearts to Hearts program.
Man, yes.
Amazing program. She's definitely doing the groundwork. She's doing big things right now. She is an educational consultant, mm-hmm. and she's a guest. She's a motivational speaker, so she be getting flued out, as we like to say.
Yeah. Flued out.
Flued out on her private jet. But no, she's doing big things, man. And shout out to everybody that's just doing big things, making a change in the community. There's so much, unfortunately, mess going on in the city right now. And I love the people that are coming through and trying to clean it up and really trying to make a change and not being a part of the mess. So shout out to them. That's it. That's all I got. Yeah. Anybody else with shout outs? All right. Well,
that's about covered.
You said what?
That's about covered.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in the Mud Talk, y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for stopping by, Sean, as always. And if you ever want to come back, you know, when you're on the campaign trail, don't forget about us.
Yeah.
We'll be the Mud Talk exclusive for you.
I'll
be on my damn rather. My cousin Jeff will put on a polo and glasses for you. So there's that. But yeah, we'll be back in a couple weeks. With our next episode, CL Styles might be FaceTiming us from the sunny skies of Jacksonville, Florida.
Possibly.
Man,
I'm here in spirit, though.
You say that all the time.
I'm here in spirit.
Yeah, are you flying spirit?
No, I'm not.
Hey, don't knock spirit. They no, give me the stories to where I need to go.
I'm a Delta guy.
They're the only airline that has never had a crash. Oh. I'll fly spirit any day.
I don't want to be a spirit. You will be riding Delta. So you got to be cool. But not Delta, but spirit gets me to where I need to go. Florida's only what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You can get on a spirit flight.
Did that.
Put your knees to your chest for 2.5 hours.
I got to stretch out. I need a little bit of wiggle room.
You're not even that tall. So.
I know, but I still need to stretch.
Right. Hey, don't knock spirit, man.
They got first class on spirit. The big and comfy room. Yeah, the big and comfy seats.
Yeah.
And you get unlimited drinks and snacks. And
are these new aircrafts?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
They are no longer the mega buses.
You learn something new every day.
I just got back from Atlanta in February.
Mayor O'Kennedy Deshaun, you learn something new every day.
Every day.
I've learned something new. First class on Spirit High.
Well, we probably should ask you, Spirit or Delta?
I've gone back and forth to Arizona on Spirit.
Okay, see?
See?
How was that ride, though?
I made it work.
Okay.
I made it work.
Ain't nothing wrong with a spirit plane, man. I love it, especially if they have like some good Wi-Fi. You know, all the spirit planes don't have Wi-Fi.
Right. No.
So you got to find the one that got the Wi-Fi. Because I definitely rode a spirit plane with no Wi-Fi, and I was like,
how do you find a plane that got Wi-Fi? And the fact that you got to fly a plane that has Wi-Fi, I'm with Delta.
I don't know if I'm gonna be
blind. She said you got to find a plane that got the Wi-Fi. Lord, have
like
mercy.
Like Pokemon, no. Right.
Hey, you find out when you walk on, you like put the phone to the sky.
You just gotta pay for it on here.
Yeah.
That's the only downside. You pay for what you want though.
I needed that Wi-Fi because I'm like, there's no, and then when I came back, that plane had no Wi-Fi. I was like, man, this is the most awkward plane ride ever. It was complete silence. I didn't like it.
But you know what? I either download my movie before I go. I like it because it's a social media break. And sometimes, you know, it's forced me to do that. Yeah. And I like that little time to myself. So
yeah. I just wanted to listen to my music. That was it.
Oh, I mean, I can do that anyway.
Well, not when you're in the air.
Yeah. Really? You gotta download it to your phone.
Oh, I don't be doing all that.
You don't have Apple Music?
Yeah, I do.
See? Yeah.
Oh, I learned something new. I just be, probably because I be streaming. That's probably why.
Yeah.
I don't be downloading that shit to my phone. Let's take up too much space. I got time for that. So, all right, y'all. But thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in. I'm Big T.
I'm Shay Renee.
And I'm CL Styles, your co-host is with the mostest. Hey.
And you officially tapped in and tuned in with the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion. The only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, have a good Friday, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.